If you've recently heard rumblings about Nike's new self-lacing sneakers, you're not having a deja vu from Back to the Future 2. They are a reality, and you'll be able to see for yourself soon enough. Welcome to the future. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, anytime I try to get to the gym, I always say the hardest part is getting into gym clothes and putting on those sneakers. So Nike's new technology makes that part even easier, which may not seem like much, but the HyperAdapt Trainer 1.0, Nike's new self-lacing sneaker, is pretty fascinating in any event. And here to explain a little bit more about what we can expect from this breakthrough in futuristic sneakers is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Germano, who joins us in studio. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
What can you tell me about the HyperAdapt Trainer 1.0?
So, yeah, this is actually a project that's been decades in the making. If you're the coming of age in the generation of Back to the Future.
Right.
Yeah, it's really those shoes come to life. And Nike's actually made that prototype for that movie. And ever since then, they'd sort of had that thought in the back of their mind, like, how can we actually bring this technology to fruition? And they've made editions of that. They call it the Nike Air Mag, that specific Back to the Future shoe. And
right.
Those were like a collector item. But this, the HyperAdapt shoes are really going to be the first edition of a self-lacing shoe that will come to market from Nike.
Wow. So how exactly does it work in terms of how you charge them, how much juice you get out of them? What are the logistics there?
Yeah. So there's a charger. It's a sort of combination of a couple different engineering tactics, but it comes with a charger. The way it's explained is like you sit the shoe on the charger itself like you would with an Apple Watch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 2 hours to fully charge, and there's a little light on the shoe itself which will tell you if it's at full charge or not. And each charge should hold for about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Not too bad there. So with that, I understand they're also debuting an app. It's sort of a fitness app of sorts. Can you tell me a little bit about how that'll come into play as well?
Yes. So this is Nike sort of engineered this whole debut as part of their like quadrennial innovation unveiling.
Okay.
And so the other component of the HyperAdapt shoe is that you can only get it through the newest edition of the Nike Plus app. This is an app that's been around since 2006. It debuted as like just an app for runners to help them track running. It's evolved since then. Nike has a whole suite of apps for different things. But what they want this newest version to be is like both a training app to help you get workout advice and things like that, and also a custom store. They want to be able to sell you things because at the end of the day, they are a consumer product
sure.
company. So if you want to get these self-lacing shoes, you have to download that app, which will become available in June.
You know, so lately we're hearing more and more about digital fitness. And we have Nike saying that they have a revenue goal of $50 billion by the year 2020. Can you talk a little bit about, well, first, that game plan and how digital fitness kind of plays into that?
Yeah. So all of the, like, Nike is a traditional sort of sportswear company. You know, they're quite large as it is. They recorded $30.6 billion in revenue last year. And, you know, they're pretty permeated. You know, most people in the world have at least heard of Nike.
Sure.
So they need to find these sort of new areas of growth, new areas of revenue to really like expand their revenue growth plans. And, you know, the way they're thinking about it is that this shoe, this HyperAdapt shoe, is going to be the first kind of an electronic shoe, an electronic product that they can build out over time. They were pretty self-effacing and saying like that's why it's called the 1.0.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like, you know, some of the Apple products that'll evolve and get better over time. So they're thinking that some of these, you know, while it may not be a true revenue driver, category driver at the outset, it'll grow to the point that it'll help Nike grow its business over time.
And as far as the competition goes, any rumblings from other athletic companies, anything brewing elsewhere for futuristic sneakers?
Oh, yeah. So this is an area where Nike's seeing more competition. You know, Puma has sort of debuted, at least in social media, that they're coming out with a button operated lacing shoe. Their, you know, highest endorser, Usain Bolt, posted a video on his Instagram a few months ago with a demo of the shoe with the hashtag coming soon. And Under Armour has spent upwards of like $700 million to buy a lot of digital fitness tracking apps. And they've been pretty forthright in saying, you know, we're doing this to A, learn more about our consumers, because they're a wholesaling company. They mostly sell their products to Dick's Sporting Goods and things like that. It's a way for them to get more feedback about what their consumers do and buy and when.
Right.
But they also say that, you know, their end game is like Nike's. They want to eventually make products that are adaptive and technologically evolved and incorporate some sort of responsive feedback, whether that means it's, you know, Kevin Plank said he wants to someday make a T-shirt that responds to the temperature in the room. And, you know, it kind of remains to be seen how long it'll take that to come to fruition. But as we say with this Nike shoe, it's taken sort of 30 years since Back to the Future came out.
Way back when. What will they think of next? Sarah Germano, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks so much.
And Nike's announcement of the Hyper Adapt Trainer 1.0 comes right ahead of its earnings announcement set for Tuesday. Wall Street analysts do expect solid results. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing. You can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts and be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.